Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, May 16th. Yay! Yeah.
That sounded so sincere.
You know, did you notice that guys don't say yay?
They don't.
Right?
No.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, it doesn't.
This is something that teenage girls say.
Yes. And older girls sometimes say and sound stupid.
That's true, right?
I sometimes say yay.
Yeah, that's true. Well, among friends, it's okay.
Yeah, it's true.
But I thought it would be funny, and besides, I never know how I'm going to start the show, so it just comes out.
It's brilliant.
Like diarrhea. Yeah. Diarrhea of the mouth. If
Yum.
We didn't have that, we wouldn't be here.
Nope.
That's what we do
that's our job title. Yeah,
there you go.
That's what the ad said when I applied.
Yeah.
Do you have diarrhea of the mouth?
And you know what? The weather's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's been like really cool, so it's... Everybody seems to be in a good mood, I guess, yeah. Unless you're on the freeways or something, you know.
Yeah.
But you're going to take off tomorrow.
I'm flying away.
Wow, how cool is that?
I'm going away for a wedding in Ireland, not only Ireland, but the middle of nowhere in Ireland. So we
really?
Get off a plane and it's a 5-hour drive to then get to the wedding.
A 5-hour drive?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you told me 2 hours.
There was one airport has a 2.5 hours, one has a 5 hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
drive.
You don't know which.
I'm at the Cork one, so I'm going. Oh, it'll be like probably more around 3.5.
Okay, but it's still like
it's
after
a drive.
You fly.
After 10 hours, then you get in the car, drive on the wrong side of the road for another.
Wow, how cool is that, Tori?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You got to
cool?
look at the bright side. You know,
mark.
You don't want to go and be miserable.
Just kidding.
You know?
No, I mean, if there was one place I wanted to go,
yeah.
it's this or Australia or like you know.
I'm sure you're gonna have some memories from that.
Yeah,
place,
I'm
know?
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's the southwest part of Ireland where there's the Ring of Kerry, and we're going to do some falconry. I think that means I have a bird on my hand for a little bit.
Oh, so you've been doing some research.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
uh-huh. And we're going to do a little bit of pubs, a lot of pubs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
wow. So the closest you've ever been was in England, right?
Yeah, I've been to all around Ireland and just never been. I've been to Oxford, England, Bath, but never Ireland. So
right.
I'm really excited.
I know. It's usually not the first destination for people, but they do say it's beautiful.
It's like a whole other mm-hmm. land there. It's very mystical. A lot of fairies and enchantment and
wow.
romance novels. Travelers are always set in Ireland.
It's true, right?
So Mama's going to be bringing her terribly written, highly sexual romance novels, which I cannot stop reading.
Wow.
I used to read like Tolstoy.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So all these romance novels take care in like a fantasy land?
No. They're just in Ireland. And it's like, it just happens to be like a girl going for work and there's an Irish man at the bar, a businessman, and a fight breaks out and he saves her.
Oh,
and then
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the times of Excalibur. And
no.
All that
I don't do that. I can't I need like nowadays.
Right.
I can't do it when there's no cell phones or phone. Yeah. If you're talking about a fairy, no. I need... enchantment, but it needs to be with like Wi-Fi.
But you did see you did like Game of Thrones, for example.
Yeah, right. But to me that's more like it's not as fun and romantic as like action oriented.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. This one is more like it's super girly.
Yeah.
Super girly. All the ones in Nora Roberts. I mean, these are terrible. They're wonderful and they're terrible.
I remember growing up they used to have movies from Italy and France that were like really playfully sexual,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I mean it wasn't like they didn't necessarily have sex per se, but it was stories about sex and
yeah.
stuff like that. They didn't really show you anything. But it was so funny because it would turn me on so much, you know, not just me, all the boys at my age, you know, we were like 12, 13, 14.
Yeah.
And you see these movies and you sneak into them because it's
course.
Rated R. So you sneak into them and you just like, I mean, it's like,
edge of your
you
seat.
Yeah, you don't know where you are anymore, you know.
That's
and
like, yeah.
And sometimes it's comedies, you know, and stuff like that. So they would have like comedy about Italy in the Middle Ages or something.
Oh.
And everybody's banging everybody.
Oh,
and things like that,
that's
you know?
Hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
know.
Very funny.
So the French and the Italians are good in coming up with those movies.
They're usually quite good.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
But have you seen any French or Italian movies?
I have lately? Not lately. Not lately, right? In school, I watched a ton of them for classes, but right. I haven't seen any recently. But good stuff's coming out of there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just a bitch having to watch a movie with subtitles and stuff, you know? Although I got used to it growing up with it, but still. You know what's interesting is, like, when my parents watch the Israeli channel, and also in Israel I noticed they do this. They even though it's Hebrew, they still have Hebrew subtitles.
Yeah.
Because I guess for like maybe closed caption.
Yeah, or like dialects or something.
Right, or people that can't hear very well or whatever. So, but they still have it. And while I'm watching, I'm reading the damn thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so, like, annoying, man.
I love that. I love it. Right? Yeah.
Oh, you love it.
I love it. But I'm a reader. Like, I read everything.
I know. Yeah. That's why I do it, because I'm a reader. But it's like, why should I focus on what they're saying visually when I can hear it?
I know.
But it's so distracting, my God. And you get used to it, you can't stop.
That's so funny.
But you know what movie was I liked recently about Italy was it Midnight in Rome with Woody Allen?
Oh, Midnight in Paris.
Midnight in Paris. And then there was the Rome one, too. Right?
Yeah, he does a ton of those.
He did like one after another.
Yeah, he does one a year usually.
Right,
yeah,
but the Midnight in Paris was amazing, right?
I love that one.
I know, that was cool.
Owen Wilson.
And I'm not a big fan of Woody's, but, you know.
I like Woody Allen.
Yeah. No, I mean, I used to like him, but until he stole that girl from Mia Farrow, and I was like, man, I can't believe this guy.
Yeah, it was weird. He is married to his daughter.
Yeah, he's still married to her. You got to give it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
He didn't just abuse her or anything, you know? Wow.
Yeah, they seem very happy.
But, I mean, how does that go down?
I don't know, and it's very uncomfortable feeling when you think about it.
Right.
I mean, it's just a super how does that relationship blossom?
Exactly. How does it even start?
How does it start? Who makes the first move?
Exactly. He did.
But who says what to say that this is now going to be a path we're allowed to even discuss?
Exactly,
or go and do something
with it.
It's really very strange.
Yeah.
And, you know, Woody Allen's son with Mia Farrow, I think his name is... what's his name? Mitch Farrow? He was on MSNBC and he's super hot, but he looks just like Frank Sinatra. And he obviously came from when Mia Farrow had an affair with Frank Sinatra. And when questioned about it, he was like, I think everyone had an affair with Frank Sinatra. He's really funny. But yeah, it's a weird situation with that that adopted daughter thing.
Yeah,
super weird.
It is, you know. Yeah. Well, but that's a revelation. I didn't realize she had an affair with Frank.
Oh, she and Frank had loved each other for forever. And when you look at... I'll put up a picture, but you guys go ahead and Google. It's Mia Farrow. Oh, Ronan Farrow. He looks identical. And he's supposed to be Woody Allen's kid. He has old blue eyes. He literally has blue eyes. He's crooning as he came out of the womb. He's got a cigar and like a whiskey and a gin.
Oh my
like,
God.
The kid could not look more identical.
Whoa.
So look up Ronan Farrow and you'll see who.
So
literally,
he's not Woody's son.
No. I don't think so. No one, half the world doesn't think so. No.
Right. So now, was she married at the time? Was Frank married at the time? Were both?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Yeah, they're like, did Ronan Farrow just hit Frank Sinatra? Really is a hint that he's really his father. Yeah, they're just really very, very similar. And you know, you hear that about Princess Diana and Harry, because Harry looks a lot like this other ginger. Prince Harry looks like this ginger-haired guy that she was very close with and had rumored to have an affair with.
Right.
And it looks nothing like Prince Charles or his brother. I mean, it looks very different than the rest
of
them.
Wait a minute, but she does have that kind of background, I think. No, with reddish hair, really light skin and stuff.
No, he's like a full-on ginger. She's blonde.
No, but maybe...
Well, there's rumors. There's rumors that there's this.
Sometimes it jumps a generation or something.
I don't know. I'll show you the picture.
Do you really think?
Well, it's just an ongoing rumor that Harry looks so drastically different than the rest of the family.
That's true.
He looks so identical to this other guy that she was close with. So there's always these rumors. But who knows?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know about that. You know?
Who knows?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of who doesn't look like the rest of the family. There are a lot of people I know that don't look like the rest of the family, but they're legitimate. So
yeah, you know, no idea. Yeah. But the Frank Sinatra one is, he pretty much hinted at it. Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell, right?
And they stayed friends. Frank and Mia stayed friends forever since till he passed. So like, that, you know, it's sort of this open joke kind of thing. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How amazing.
Yeah. I think Frank Sinatra fathered a lot of kids. I really do.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him.
It's like Warren Beatty.
I know. What about Jack Nicholson? Do you think he has?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't yeah.
But how come none of these come forward?
I don't know. Well, his kid that he goes to the Lakers game with, they look exact. I mean, he's very Jack really? with the eyebrows and everything. Right. Yeah.
Has he ever been married? Do you know Jack?
I think he was married to Angelica Houston.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He's had a long life to have been married only for probably a short period,
that
right?
That guy is a real...
Ever since I remember him, I never remember him with a woman.
Yeah, the brutal love affair of Jack Nicholson and Angelica Houston. He might not have been the one to ever marry.
I don't know if he married or not, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a stormy 17-year relationship. That was physical.
17 years?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's how I remember Nicholson and Angelica Houston.
I thought he was always jumping from one bit to another, but 17 years is a long time. Wow.
And she's a babe.
Yeah.
She's a total babe.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, in a few minutes, our guest is going to call in. We're going to talk to someone who has made a lot of moolah and a lot of money, that is.
Thanks for the conversion. Translation?
Yeah, I don't know where I get moolah. Is that like in Arabic or something?
We all say moolah.
Right, but it comes from Arabic.
Oh, I don't know. No? I have no idea. I just know I say moolah all the time.
Right. We'll have to ask Siri later. Yeah.
She'll know.
I know. You know what? All these tools I find online, I'm just blown away by stuff that we can do.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You know? All these apps, all this stuff, you know. You know, what I wanted to bring up is this whole conversation I want to bring up about social media and chicks in bikinis that give people, like, inspiration.
You always talk about this.
Have I talked about
this? Oh, my God. Where they say the beauty's on the inside and they're wearing a bikini.
Right.
Yeah, you always bring this up.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, it always pisses you.
So I guess it's still going on because I don't know. So I made a meme about it. I haven't posted it yet. But I'm like, you know, please, no more of this. You know, I have a headache.
There you go.
You know, you're giving me a headache, these things. I mean, because it happens all the time, Tori. I'm telling you. You know, I'm just following a lot of people, so you get all these weirdos, you know. I mean, sometimes you follow people just because they follow you,
yeah.
So you follow back and stuff, you know. And some because they just like to follow hot chicks. Yeah, I'd like to look at them.
There you go.
And maybe I've met them. Most likely I've met them. So I'm like, okay, please don't, you know. And then this girl that always used to be like in nice... I mean, she's taken it as far as like lingerie pictures and things like this. Now she's in like nude with like pasted stuff on. I'm like, come on. And she's like, thank you, mom and dad for... And I'm like, she's not even close to porn, but why is she doing this?
Thank you, mom and dad, for all the things you've given me.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, funny. My God. This is on Mother's Day? Come on. I don't think her mom wanted to see this.
Probably not.
She did.
No. Probably not.
It was supposedly like a beautiful, nicely posed... Playboy style picture, but regardless, you know.
Yeah,
right?
It's a little uncomfortable on Mother's Day.
You still have to X it out, the nipples and the...
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable.
The JJ, so yeah. Well, so that's what's going on in the news, I guess.
There's more, but that's some of it.
That's not necessarily news, folks. But, nope. You know, we're just like making fun of this, but they're asking here, what counts as cheating in the digital age? And, you know, obviously things have changed, right? I mean, it used to be like...
That's a fair question.
That's a good question. You know, have you thought about that before?
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's so many more gray lines now. It's not just emotional or physical. It's like, you know, digital is a whole other arm of a relationship now. You could have a full-on...
Right. But that brings up the question, can we really worry about what other people think if they only think it? You know what I'm saying? If someone is like... I'm not sure if I mean whether they actually talk but don't do anything or just thinking about it. I mean, would like thinking about it, like really salivating after someone, is that cheating?
I mean, in my head, like, no, you've always salivated with celebrities, even back in like the turn of the century. You've always had people in pinups that people have always looked up to, or hot guys that you've always looked up to. I think it's when there's a conversation.
Okay.
To me, I think that would cross the line if my husband was like lusting after Jennifer Aniston, for instance, okay? First of all, she's fabulous and gorgeous, and I love her as well. But I have no issue with that because she's meant to do that. That's her whole job is like, I'm selling this and my brand, and that's fine.
Right.
And but that's you normal. Remember,
but she's a celebrity. I'm talking about what if a guy like works with someone, right?
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, he can still think about it, not do anything about it, but...
Oh, you're saying if it's just... I see. Like, kind of just like cyber stalking.
No, he wouldn't... Okay, you're saying if there's no contact with them regarding this, then it's okay, which makes sense, right?
I don't know.
Once you start talking.
Me, it's the conversation, the contact that's very... I mean, if my husband was also scrolling up someone he's working with, I'd also be real pissed.
Right.
But, I mean, there's a difference between... But yeah, I think there's when the contact happens and it's funny is I can't tell you where the line is, but y'all know where that line is. You know it in your gut. So you know when you crossed it.
That's
so like
true, right?
I feel like you should know base by base on you'll know when you cross it and you feel it. Even if you're saying I don't feel it yet, you felt it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And what I'm saying is I think there's a certain point at which that happens.
Yeah.
And when you cross the line, and that is first of all, I guess you realize that things are going to be, things are changing, right?
There's an energy that shifts.
There's an energy. And the thing is, once you, I think once you took that step, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, God, I'm fucked up with this shit. I'm like, I totally lost this thing because I have so many things on my mind, man. My point. I'm going to come back to this show one day and go, I know why I was fucking forgetting everything, man. But so the point was that I think the sign is if it's something that you would not share with your spouse.
Yeah. Right. When you start to get uncomfortable, then there's
that.
If
this is something you have to hide from them.
Yeah. If you're
cheated.
Hiding something, you'd cross the line.
Right.
Totally.
You've cheated.
Yeah. You've crossed a line that would make your spouse uncomfortable or your significant other uncomfortable.
Right.
Completely. Yeah.
But that's not to say that if it's a platonic thing, like let's say you plan on doing business with someone, right? They're of the opposite sex. There's no talk or anything about that. That's what I'm saying. There's contact there, but the intent is not there.
Yeah. I think you
so
all
you
know.
Have to have the intent too, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you know when you cross the line.
I think
you know. Everyone knows. It's a something in your gut. It's an instinctual thing. It's primitive. It's right there. And if you can ignore it, you can ignore it. But you know it.
Right.
I think
you're gonna have
happens.
To pay for it if you get.
Yeah.
Caught.
Yeah. Exactly.
True. So be careful out there, folks. I know they're showing pictures here of Ashley Madison and all that stuff, but why are they showing a picture of? Of Tori Spelling at McDermott. Did something happen there? They're saying, I guess, in 2013, they had a falling out after reports that he'd had an affair.
Well, they've been married for like 10 years.
Right. So then their attempt to salvage their marriage publicly played out in tabloids. Right. Okay, so that's what they're talking about, like, in the digital age or something, Whatever they describe as infidelity. But this is interesting, So, yeah, I think we defined it pretty well, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't friggin' do it, man. It's painful. It's very, very painful to cheat on someone. To be cheated on, rather.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. So, another store is closing. I don't know why our guest is not calling now, and they were calling at the top of the hour, but hopefully she'll call in still during the show. In the meantime, another recent closing... by Rue 21. You know that store?
No.
R-U-E 21? Okay, I guess they're like... it sounds like maybe like Forever 21 or something, right?
Oh.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Right?
But is
so
it?
So I think it's a retailer for young people and stuff.
Oh.
So they're closing down Chapter 11, closing down about a third of their 1,200 locations.
Mm.
Trying to secure $175 million in financing to stay afloat. Wow. So Amazon continues to decimate the retail, the retail playground.
It's going down.
And it's not an even playing field anymore. What happens is that you go to the malls, there's nothing going on.
Nobody's there.
You know? So what have we done? I mean, we've created, like, everything is virtual now. We're not really going to experience anything with our senses anymore.
No, the mall's always been kind of creepy to me.
Yeah, but you know
but
what?
But yeah, it was outdoor. I mean, you right? got outdoor. I know, now that we're like, oh, the mall.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a place where teenagers could go and hang out safely and, like,
right.
be and talk to each other and socialize one-on-one.
And socialize.
Yeah, yeah. No,
safe,
I agree
you
with
know?
You. Yeah.
You take it for trick-or-treat at the mall, you know, when yeah. my kids were young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was safe.
That's so funny.
They could just walk around. Yeah.
That's all the so stores would give I've never thought of that.
Don't they do that still?
I've never heard of that. That's so funny.
I bet you they do. I mean, what would stores do if kids approach with bags, you know?
Yeah.
So they got to have the candy there. But that's funny. So, yeah, but, you know, no more bookstores, no more record stores, no more video stores, only clothing stores. And I think that's the only ones really. Although those are closing down, too. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. You know, Macy's and wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I always wondered how Macy's can make any money. Did you see all the coupons and the discounts they give you? I mean, here's another 5%. Here's another 15%.
And they're still overpriced.
I don't know about that.
Well, I just went to Macy's to get a dress, and, like, nobody was in Macy's except for in the very back where they have their clearance section was, like, 50 people.
Really?
Because, like, the prices are somewhat more reasonable because it's not, like, $300 for a dress. It's like $100 for a dress. So, like, every single human being was in one section.
Yeah. I don't know. I never have to buy $300 items. So,
well, you don't have to go to a wedding in Ireland.
That's true, right? So maybe those items are pricey there, you know? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, if you go and get, like, jeans or casual clothes, you know, I think they have the best selection because they have all the brands and decent prices, and they give you a lot of money back.
Yeah.
A lot.
They do.
A lot of discounts. So I often wonder how the hell do they make money, you know?
I don't know if they're making money.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder.
Wow. So, do you want to talk about the Turkish president coming out here?
Oh, I don't really know about it.
You don't know about Tayyip Erdogan meeting with Trump?
I mean, I know he's coming out.
Yeah, he's meeting with Trump.
I know Trump is in trouble right now for, apparently, while the Russians were in the Oval Office without the American press, he divulged secret information that was classified.
Right. So, and now, there are sources that say that, right?
Yeah, yeah. There are strong sources. Now, he has said that he is allowed to because he is the president. And to be honest, that's not an invalid thing to say. I mean, he is the president, and if it's classified, and he in some respects, he feels that he should. There's only one guy that might be able to do that, and to be honest, it might be the president. However, it doesn't look good. Again, with this Russia thing, it doesn't look good when you're telling Russians secret information about ISIS that the Washington Post wouldn't even publish.
Right.
So you don't want to.
And what about the press not being allowed?
Right.
There?
And then I mean,
that didn't go away.
No. So this. So now people are calling for impeachment because if Hillary had done this, people would have been calling for her impeachment. Yeah. Republicans would have been like, "Argh!"
Yeah, yeah.
And Mitch McConnell's like, "Oh, this is just disturbing noise and a distraction." And so it's so there is talks of impeachment, courts and trials and like lawsuits coming about that could lead to an impeachment. So we're getting closer. Or as Stephen Colbert said today, Mr. Trump, if you're watching, two things. One, you're a really bad president. I hope you resign. And everyone was like, "Woo!" And two, don't fire Sean Spicer because he's what we all talk about the day after.
Yeah,
but,
right.
And
they're replacing him, or have they already?
No, they haven't said anything. They asked him a million times in an interview, "Are you replacing Sean Spicer?" And his response was, "He's been around since the beginning."
Yeah.
Which is not an answer to, "Are you going to then fire him?" So we think he's speaking to Fox News reporters. A couple of Fox News reporters to replace him, some women. And if you know anything about Trump, he usually picks very beautiful women. He doesn't pick unattractive women. So
except,
people have
Kellyanne.
Well, right. Except she is like a blonde, thin.
Okay,
you're right.
But she's very ugly.
Hey, hey. However, here's the thing: is Mike Huckabee's daughter, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, came out and was replacing Sean when he was on vacation. And she's not your typical Trump blonde, right?
Okay.
She happens to be Mike Huckabee's daughter. So that's the reason. So apparently he's looking for a very good looking female. Hopefully, maybe Hispanic. They're trying to find someone that'll help
He's still
image.
Got that celebrity thing going.
Oh, yeah. He thinks the whole thing's the boardroom. Right. I mean, it's real bad. Yeah. He's firing people.
He's like, right. Yeah, if I give him a beautiful woman, they'll be distracted by all
like,
this.
I think that's what he thinks.
Right? Or if I fire, it easy on
yeah,
her or something.
Exactly. Or if I fire James Comey, no one else will investigate. Like, it doesn't work that way. It's not like you fire one guy and it goes away. So right now, the big news is Senator Bob Cork, who's a strong Republican and a big fan of Trump, came out publicly, which is really big, and said, obviously, these guys have got to get the White House under control. Trump's got to get it under control. It's a downward spiral. And Ann Coulter came out today and called him a grotesque president.
Ah, well, then we really
reached...
Hell is freezing over.
And now
right?
We've reached the nexus of the universe.
Wow. But you see, Tori, that's the whole point, man. It's like, I don't think anybody has realized how bad it was going to be. I mean, people talked about it.
Right, right. And what's funny is, and I will give this, I've never said this in my life. I liked what Ann Coulter said because she specifically said, for all of you who fought me on Trump and hated Trump, you were right. He turned out to be the person you thought. You were right. And I was like, well, damn, she just freaking accepted it.
Yeah, because you got to call it what it is.
Right, now she's mad because he's not building a wall. I'm mad because he's repealing abortion. So there's a lot of differences between us still, but there's a divide that, a funny thing is, it's bringing us all closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Ann Coulter and I are on the same page.
Maybe we will do a bipartisan thing in the end.
We're getting there.
Nancy Pelosi was in town hall last night, and I sort of heard bits and pieces. But they did ask her, how do you plan to cross party lines and actually do something to defend the U.S. from our enemies?
Yeah.
And I never stayed around for the answer.
I was like, so what's the answer? I think what's interesting is a lot of people like Corker and Lindsey Graham, who's very against Trump, and John McCain, who came out against Trump. You get with those people. They are the leaders and the seniors of the Senate, and they become a bipartisan group, which used to happen all the time. If you remember, McCain-Feingold bill, which was your campaign refinance bill, was John McCain and Feingold. Those are a bipartisan bill. It happened all the time.
Right.
Now
it
doesn't happen. I'm hoping that Trump can make everyone hate him so much
that
we can come back together.
I mean, we have to.
I think it's the one thing that's going to bring us back together.
I mean, how much more polarized are we going to be than 50-50? You know, I mean, it's just like we split right in the middle, essentially.
Yeah, but you know, his ratings have went up a little bit. Now they've gone way back down.
Well, of course. I mean, my question to you is this. If he gets impeached, won't Pence be the next one in line?
So here's the interesting thing. If a
president... Because that's just as bad. You know?
However, less unpredictable. He's more predictable. And Americans really need someone who's a lot... Trump's so impulsive. Pence is a government guy.
Right.
You kind of want a guy. He's the antithesis of everything I like. However, he at least knows how to play government.
Right.
Trump doesn't. He's making this all crazy.
Now, can they create a point where the entire administration can be replaced if he's
impeached? That's called a coup. That is called, my friend, a coup d'etat, which in French means a coup of the state. So I know you just realized that.
Right.
Here's the thing. People have talked about if Pence had known about Russia, what happens? So if you impeach, and again, guys, impeaching only brings you a trial to the Senate. The Senate then decides if you should be in president or not.
Exactly, which
doesn't
Clinton
mean,
stayed.
Correct. So he was impeached and then he was not taken out of office.
Right.
So just so you know, if Pence was found, it goes from president. Let's say he's impeached. This is in Tory's dreams. And then let's say Mike Pence was found to have colluded with Russia or have knowingly known. He would then be impeached. And then it goes to the president pro tem, which is going to be, I think, the House Speaker.
The Speaker of the House.
So I think that's Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan. Oh, my God. Oh. So where are we going? Yeah.
Boo. That amoeba of
that's
a man.
What I said. I mean, impeachment does not sound that great when you think about it.
I would
it.
Rather have predictability than someone with the finger on the button who's unpredictable.
I think at this point, the majority feel that anybody but Trump.
Yeah, it feels almost like just give us someone that's worked in the government who's had a government job. Give us someone that knows how to speak to the Senate.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know to have a meeting with senior staff before he fires the FBI director. That they say the White House is complete chaos, and sources are saying they're screaming coming from the White House Oval Office with people shouting. You don't get that. It's a calm. I mean, it's a busy place, but it should be a place of dignity and you
exactly.
know.
And
yeah.
productivity.
And
I mean,
productivity,
look,
the, right.
Look, I mean, yeah. the headline now is White House under siege does damage control.
Yeah.
So, and I think we expected that Trump would totally distract us from... you know, just like he was in the, when he was running too. You know,
it's like look at this shiny thing over here.
Exactly,
look at this over here.
You know, like misdirection.
Right. But the problem is it keeps coming back to Russia.
Right.
So when he keeps the misdirection keeps coming back to something, you're like, well, what's that thing? So 78%, according to a poll at MSNBC, want an independent prosecutor. 15% say they're fine with Congress doing it. It's overwhelming, and still Congress is like, I think we're fine keeping within Congress.
Yeah.
So the majority of the people just want to hear and find the truth out.
Right.
We just want to know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, or move on. You know, I mean, we can't be like this when you have North Korea testing their missiles.
And you know
shit,
why they're testing? Because when you have the king of the world is America, the United States. And when
right.
they are in chaos, it's the right time to make problems.
Right, exactly.
So
when the policeman is distracted.
So
wow,
nothing
yeah.
happened like this with Obama because the grown-ups were in the presidency. You can dislike him for whatever, but things like this didn't continually happen. Ballistic missiles weren't continually tested by Kim Jong-un because there was a policeman there.
Right.
And now
well,
that
not by him, but by other countries.
Exactly.
And stuff.
And,
right, okay.
But you can say now is the United States doesn't have any kind of adult at their wheel.
Right.
And now is the time to make the move.
And that's why I think people are concerned about our security right
Amen.
Now. You know, I
and
mean,
he's all
God.
About security, and it's the most vulnerable we've been probably in a long time.
Yeah, because we're
in
weak.
Chaos.
Because yeah,
yeah when mean, you're in chaos, when you cause a country to be in chaos, that is a weak country. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because your FBI, and when your FBI, when the special communications doesn't agree with your executive branch, and they're fighting,
right.
this is all chaos.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I yeah. know. And yeah, and another thing he said is, didn't he say something like, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, we can't really control what everybody says in our administration because, right? Didn't he say something like that?
To the
because when somebody in his administration say some things.
Oh, yeah,
he
says this. He says this.
Us.
I know what you're saying. He said,
yeah.
when there's an active president, when you're an active president like I am, you basically can't have everyone at the podium know exactly the accurate statement. So you can't
right.
be, my spokespeople can't be held to any accountability because I'm such an active president, he tweeted.
Oh, okay. That's pretty close to that, to what I was
yeah.
reading. I think maybe I was reading an opinion piece and they
oh.
paraphrased it or something,
yeah.
you know. But the point is that... They need to be able to sync what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
and that's
yeah.
the bottom
There's
line.
There's no in-syncness going on. You
right.
need. It's not like you need. What was it? Justin Timberlake. The in-sync group needs to come back because you're right. The lack of unity within all of the branches and the offices of the even the executive branch are in chaos.
Yeah.
And imagine doing that. Imagine doing that in high school or even an amateur theater program, and no one's talking to each other the correct way. You can't put on a good play.
No.
Now
no,
imagine it's the president, you know?
Everybody has to be in sync, you know?
Correct.
And now a headline says that Israel shocked over Trump aides' Western Wall comments, and he said that the Western Wall is part of the West Bank. Or he called
he
it the
know.
West
he
Bank.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
He doesn't know what the hell he's
and
talking
when he
about.
Says these
so
things, there's huge repercussions. Huge.
Right. So Israel actually demanded the White House to explain
back.
What
oh,
they meant.
Man.
What they meant, you know, because the thing is...
He talks out of his
I'm
ass.
Thinking, yeah, maybe he didn't know. Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't. The problem is everyone thinks he knows and he's doing strategic work. This man knows nothing.
Yeah.
He doesn't know his ass from his dick, honestly.
Yeah. yeah.
God.
When but that's his aide, by the way. So what I'm saying is maybe the... I mean, obviously the aide is the ignorant one here, maybe not Trump. But what I'm saying is people are saying shit, and now the White House is not... They don't want to... They're saying this is not our position.
The comments
were not authorized by the White House. They do not reflect the U.S. position,
Jesus.
And certainly not the president's position.
But they're coming out of the White House, so you're getting all these sources.
An aide, you know, that's going to... Who's going to go to Israel in the Middle East.
I hope it's not Jared Kushner.
Yeah, right? I mean, people have to understand that the Western Wall is the holiest, most sacred place
and
for Jews. It's not negotiable.
Yeah, and when you say things like that and you think, oh, I've made a mistake or my aide made a mistake. No, you guys aren't on this. Just like you said, you're not in sync.
Right.
If you're having an aide say this, something's gone amiss within your communication to have this happen.
Yeah, right.
To the one non-negotiable, you know? And the Israeli relationship is so important that to have that happen is a huge deal.
Right.
I will say Ann Coulter also called him a fascist because he hired his kids. kids. She said Ivanka and Jared were a bad decision because that's the one fascist thing he did. Again, I'm like, wow.
Well, actually, I'm still not listening to Ann Coulter.
Me neither. But still,
you just
again,
like it,
I know,
you,
I couldn't believe
like
it.
She totally changed direction.
Well, she sang something that I think is a valid point. And right. I was like, she calls it like it is in terms of she'll say on Bill Maher things that get her booed off stage. And she'll say this and Republicans will boo her. But I mean, she called it like it is this time, I thought.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, you know, all the shit that he's ever said, all the books he's ever written, all those things, everything is just bullshit because he can't follow through with all these things,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember reading his book. If you go back to like 2011, okay, when he had just considered running against Obama.
Right.
But, you know.
He's kind of a jokey kind of still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he had some points, you know, in the fact that China has taken over.
Totally. Like he kind of made some valid points.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And that he thinks that countries we fight for should pay for their
totally.
Their way and things like that,
yeah.
you know. And it made sense to me. I totally. Said, okay, if somebody comes out like that, let's give him a try. But he turned out to be such a con man,
yeah,
you know?
Know.
He turned out to be anything, the worst in anything that he could be, he's become.
And I think a lot of Americans, Republican, Democrat, whatever in the world, a con man is the worst because it gives you think you get their trust and then they swindle you without caring.
Right.
And what's interesting is if you go back, this lawsuits, the majority of lawsuits against Trump are that he swindled workers. So that's what gave us the impression that this guy isn't what he says he is. He doesn't pay after they do his work at Trump Towers.
Wow.
He does the curtains, they don't pay. They do the carpets, he doesn't pay. So finally he was asked this by during the presidential campaign. You have a reputation of swindling and stiffing the people that have worked for you, and you have paid millions in settlements. And he said, if we don't like the work, we're not going to pay. And that's the kind of guy where it's like, oh, man, he will swindle you.
Yeah,
he will harm you. He won't just maybe be a politician. He'll con you.
Right.
He'll fucking take you, you know? Like, it's not. It's malicious. It's malicious. The intent is bad.
But I think we could see that during the primaries even, you know?
Some people
couldn't. I could see that.
But some people still voted for him.
I mean, remember how vicious it was? And you brought up Jeb Bush yesterday and all the others, you know? I mean, they were like...
He would call every one of them a bad name.
Yeah, you like, know, yeah. It was always, and we already saw he was behaving like a little kid,
yeah.
you know.
But people still voted, and now you see, it, like they said, 1 in 4 Trump supporters who voted for him regret voting for him.
Yeah.
So.
I know. At least you really question what the hell happened.
Yeah. So it just makes me sad because we were at such a high point, I thought, in terms of possibilities for technology and commitment with global community in terms of like the environment and making a move with the planet in terms of it. And then it's just all kind of gone to nothing. You know, we're more separate than we've ever been, I feel like.
Yeah.
So that's happening.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, our guest is not going to call in. I'm really disappointed because I'm wondering if we should try and call her on this number that called here for 4 times. Should we try that?
Why not?
I mean, the number tried 4 times. Let's give it a call and see if that's her because I'd hate to miss the call and maybe we can get her on.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be talking to Jennifer Longmore and let's see if she's available. That would be cool.
Hello?
Jennifer? Is that you?
Hello?
Is this Jennifer?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, hi. This is Sam and Tori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. And you're probably wondering, how come they're not answering the phone? And we're wondering, we're wondering why you're not calling on time. And, you know, so 10 minutes before the end of the show, I said, you know what? You know, if she's not calling, at least I have the number that I know try to call. I'll just call it back. And there you are. So we're extremely fortunate to actually connect after this time misunderstanding.
There you go.
Yes. You got my email then?
I did not. I did not get your email.
No. Yes, I sent an email saying I couldn't get through.
Oh, okay. No, I saw it. But you see, the thing is, we scheduled the show and the call was to be at 15 after the hour. So if you called before, it's maybe you were given the wrong information or something. But let's not waste any more time on that. We want to give you the last 10 minutes, Jennifer.
Okay.
Where are you right now? Where do you live in the country?
I live in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought the area code was like in Florida or something, but you know what?
There was I could be in Florida.
That's true, right?
Probably nicer there now than it is here.
Yeah, but Toronto is amazing. So, but you've got a story, Jennifer. Did you grow up in Toronto? Is that where you've always lived?
Yes, I've always lived in this area. I'm proud to be Canadian, but I feel like I'm an honorary American.
Cool. Well, you know, we love Canadians here. You know, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with Canadians. You can't find anything.
No, it's
wrong
like Australians. They couldn't be nicer. Not one of them I've disliked every time.
Yeah, and they'll probably beg to differ.
Yeah, they're
when
so
they
nice. They're like,
there,
no,
right?
You're good. I'm like, no, yeah. You.
I could find you some rude Canadians.
Yeah, she's like, I think
exactly.
I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us what you do a little bit. Tell us the story.
Well, I grew up in a home that was very spiritually awake, and I went to school thinking everyone was like my family, because of course all children think that.
Right? Right.
We just think that our reality is everyone else's reality. And I had a rude awakening when I was freaking people out because I knew things and I thought they knew what I knew. So some people thought it was cool, usually adults, and the kids were like, oh my goodness, this girl is weird. I don't know if I want to be friends with her. So I learned at a very young age that I had to dull it down, as many people do, for whatever reason, right? We learn that we're either too much or not enough. And then we try to navigate that polarity until we finally wake up, hopefully, one day and say, you know what? I'm exerting too much energy trying to be what other people need me to be. I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to take up as much space as I can on this planet. I'm going to be as much of a contribution as I can be. And I'm going to have a good time while I'm doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the nutshell version of what happened. And then I decided I would just lean into these gifts. But leaning away from them was actually creating more stress for me. Even though I was getting some backlash from people, it was a lot easier to just lean into them. And so 15 years ago, I started my business doing spiritual readings for people, teaching classes. And here I am today on the radio with you.
Wow, that's incredible. And do you do mostly entrepreneurs, or is there a group that you tend to read more than others?
Well, I tend to read entrepreneurs more simply because they have a lot of decisions that they want to make, and we tend to get paralyzed in analysis paralysis and perfection paralysis,
sure.
Especially as entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs tend to want to have, you know, a sounding board anyways. And then on top of that, we don't want to waste time. And so usually entrepreneurs will contact me because they want to cut through all of this stuff, right? And just get to the heart of the matter as to why things aren't flowing in their business and or what they can offer that actually is aligned to what their community wants to receive from them. But of course, I serve everyone.
Yeah, anyway.
I just tend to attract people like me because like tends to attract like.
Attract like. And then how specific can you be in a reading? Can I be like, dear, you know, Jennifer, will I make it? Question mark. Like how, seriously,
well,
like though,
you
like,
will make it.
But how specific questionly can you get? Is it stocks? Can you get to that level of specificity
yes,
with you?
We wow. We can absolutely get to every possible thing you could ask, from is this the right pricing, to when's the right time to launch this particular program, to when am I going to attract my, you know, divine life partner. All of it, everything has energy, and energy either kind of creates this illuminated vibe around something,
sure.
Or something's really in flow. There's a different, higher, almost like a halo around the energy.
Yep.
So, for example, if you said to me, I'm thinking about moving to Florida or Toronto, right. I'd say, well, obviously moving to Toronto, no brainer. Oh, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait.
It's good to love where you live, yeah, you know. But Jennifer.
Well, just, I'm biased.
Yeah, that's your bias.
But no, like you could say, well, I'm thinking about moving to Florida or Toronto,
right.
Which, you know, feels like a better option. One of those will just naturally illuminate much more strongly than the other. So it's not even necessarily that specific information would come through. You might call me. It's not like I'm necessarily going to say, hey, you're moving to Florida in 6 months.
Because I was hoping that would be the case.
No, I'm thinking of moving.
Right.
I can check the energy around things. The same with, you know, even people that have a hard time losing weight. They're like, why? I've tried everything. And then when we tune in, we find out what's actually going on in the body that's preventing the body from releasing weight, and or what things you need to do that you haven't tried yet. Maybe it's acupuncture, maybe it's
you know, positive affirmations. I don't know. Everyone's different. But all of us have our unique blueprint. And so what works for us isn't necessarily going to work for other people, which is why I'm a big believer in this stuff. Because why would we spend energy trying to figure things out in our head when our head is usually ruled by the monkeys in our head, right?
Yeah, amen.
Instead of just going to that intuitive source and figuring out what actually is my truth.
Yeah. My monkeys turned out to be more like elephants and tigers and bears. Like, I have a whole zoo. Yeah. I have a whole zoo up there. I swear to God.
Yeah. So, Jennifer, I need to understand because I'm curious. So are you saying here that you actually have like supernatural abilities, something that most people do not have?
I have the same abilities that everyone else has. I've just learned how to make them work for me. So we all have intuition. Some people call it a gut feeling. We all have that feeling in our body when something feels good and when something doesn't feel good. The thing is that we've been conditioned through society and religion and whatever other programming we've received, because we're humans, we're on this planet, we're going to receive that stuff, right, whether we know it or not, that says you shouldn't honor that for whatever reason. And so a lot of people spend time dulling that down. If they actually just listen to it, life flows a lot more easily, right?
Yeah,
and so sometimes it is easier to come to someone like me to be a sounding board, like I said, and or to validate what someone already knows. A lot of times people will say, oh yeah, I kind of sense that. Well,
yeah, right. Like, I feel like they know too, but they need you. Like, I'd rather have you say it. You know what I'm saying? A little bit?
Yeah, exactly.
You know how I look at it.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, then you're responsible.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and the way I look at spirituality and being able to connect like this is just like when you think of a radio station, for example. Okay, the station broadcasts its signal,
right,
regardless of whether anybody listens or not.
That's
right.
That's
but
right.
If you raise your antenna and you connect to that frequency, you can hear what's going on.
Yeah, and it's some people, it's harder to raise that antenna. My antenna was up at, I see colors with people, like auras, and I'm a synesthete. So I see when someone's in a bad mood, they will literally be a different color. Like, the color around them will be different. Now, some people probably don't have that intuition, and it's a little harder to get there. But you said you've always been that way since you were born.
Yes, and I love that analogy about the radio station.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
They're always being broadcast. It's up to us to pick them up or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't want to hear it, because sometimes we feel like we've gone through too much change. If I have to make yet another decision, can I handle it? Sometimes we're afraid of what other people will say when we make the decisions that we know our heart wants to make. That's ultimately what's speaking to us, is our heart. You know, we sometimes feel like, well, if I make my life better, then who has to lose out as a result, which isn't true. But we have these little monkeys, right, that chitter chatter in our brain. There's all kinds of reasons why we don't listen to that. And part of these readings includes getting to the root of why aren't you listening to yourself, and how can we help you listen to yourself so you don't have to call me every day asking questions. You can actually make a lot of these decisions on your own.
My Buddhist teacher has a saying on her door that says, don't believe every thought. And it's because every thought you think isn't exactly, it's a monkey thought. It can be a monkey thought, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, be careful what thought you think, you know what I mean? And what you believe. The heart is a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
Exactly. And it would be nice if we were all socialized to honor that more often.
I know. Amen.
Awesome. Jennifer Longmore, listen, we're totally out of time. We got to run. I'm so glad we connected. Tell us how people can find you, how they can contact you and get more information.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful that we connected. My website is www.souljourneys.ca. And I spend an awful lot of time on Facebook. I'm probably two posts away from an intervention on there. So you can definitely find me on Facebook. I have a group called The Purpose Posse where we do a lot of fun things in there. So
I might join that.
That is an easy way to find me as well. And hopefully people will get in touch.
Yeah, definitely. So souljourneys.ca, you'll find out everything about Jennifer and everything that she's done.
I want to join The Purpose Posse. Can I be part of it?
Of course.
Oh, okay. I'm on board. That's so up my alley. It's so into me.
All right. Well, Jennifer, all the best to you. And thank you again.
Thank you as well.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jennifer. Wow, that's so cool.
Bye.
I want to be part of that posse.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we are out of time. We need to make room for the next show. Dory, thank you. Have a pleasant
trip. Oh, my God. Thank you, guys.
Trip.
I miss you all.
I mean, we're going to miss you, but please post.
I will.
Post,
I'm going
right?
to start Instagram story. I don't know what that is, but some video. So watch.
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. don't forget that people that follow you are like your family, your friends,
absolutely.
Whatever. You need to keep them posted.
You're right. So
right?
go to @ I am Tori Shulman, guys, and you can see my trip.
There you go. Less memes, more pictures.
I know. They're so funny.
All right, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.